What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan coming up, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Bob, it's been quite a day today. We sang, we laughed, we cried, didn't we?
We did it all, yep. We even got interrupted by a doorbell.
Yeah, and we just saw Chris Mack live. He was at Mark Cabali's house ringing the doorbell and then walking in while we were talking to Cabali. We sang a Cyndi Lauper song. If Ron's lost, he can look and he will find me. That one.
Time after time.
Bob, that's got to get you in the Hall of Fame. And then I had Andrew Lindbergh come in here and complain about Chubby Checker.
He said he only has one song, but you quite
forcefully said, it's the twist.
Yeah, it's the twist. Just for that alone.
He belongs in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. I don't know how many people get in, as we mentioned earlier. If it comes down to whether or not anyone was on drugs, Ron will vote them out.
Is it a small hall in the Hall of Fame for music?
Who?
Is it a small hall for the Hall of Fame?
You know, sometimes rock and roll? In rock and roll, you need performance-enhancing drugs.
You might. You might. There wouldn't be much of a Hall of Fame if Ron kicked everybody out. Did you hear what Limit said before the break, Bob?
No.
Repeat that story. Who wrote it?
Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, says, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are shaping up to be interesting quarterback suitors. He said, I think the Steelers are going to take a look at a lot of different ideas in the coming weeks, which could lead to someone like Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers heading to Pittsburgh.
Bob, you know what the moral of that story is for me? If I'm Justin Fields, there is absolutely nothing telling me, at least not publicly, maybe behind the scenes, maybe they're telling him, you're our guy, just wait. But man, I've been benched with a 4-2 record. Not that I think he played well myself, but if I'm him, I'm saying I've got benched with a 4-2 record. Mm-hmm. Watch Russell Wilson fade as the season went down. Now they still appear to be flirting with Wilson. Now I'm hearing reports of everybody on earth that they may be flirting with. And Art Rooney tells local media, hey, we need a quarterback room that's going to be, we need to fill up our quarterback room. We'll be looking at the draft too. I kind of like either one of these guys, Wilson or Fields, and maybe one will be the starter. It hasn't exactly, if I'm Justin, I'm not feeling the love this offseason, at least
so far,
not publicly.
Yeah, but they have time to change that if they want to. But it would take if I'm him, I want to hear a concrete answer. I want to hear specific money before I ever go to free agency. And they should do that just to set the tone for where they are with him if they're serious about it. If they don't and let him go to free agency, that's another message, I think, that, okay, we'll see what we can do without you if you go and choose something else. So there's a lot in play here in the next several weeks before we get to that.
Man.
When is the legal tampering date, by the way? I'm just curious about that because every year that's early
I'll have
March.
Limits look that up. It's in March 12th.
I always found it interesting with legal tampering.
Listen to this, Albert Breer saying, quote, I think Matthew Stafford is going to be the big domino in this year's quarterback market. Greg Rosenthal says it's not getting enough attention that Stafford appears way more likely than not gone. Also, I'd be stunned if they got a top five pick for him, referring to the Giants possibly making a play. So hold on a second here. I mean, this is now gaining momentum that this guy's going to be available, perhaps. What would you give up to get him, Bob?
Huh. Well,
are you interested?
I'm interested in a short term, yes. Long term, no. I think a lot of these guys are sort of Band-Aids until the Steelers would actually figure out who would be that next person to label themselves as a franchise quarterback. So what I would give up, I'm sure it would take a first-round pick and then some because he's that good and that successful as a quarterback, right? At least one.
Would you give a first-round pick for Stafford?
I'd have to have more weapons on offense. I'm sure he would like to have that too. Right?
Would you?
I would if it was the right mix of people.
I wouldn't. I'm not giving up a first-round pick.
Well, how old
Matthew
is he? He's 33 or something of that
age. No, he's older than that.
36.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. He's 36? I thought he was younger than that.
And I think, don't get me wrong, I think he almost beat the Eagles. They had an amazing comeback in that game.
37.
He's 37.
He was great.
Oh, well, then forget what I just said because it goes against what I say about Russell Wilson.
But I think he's...
For 1 year, if I could do it for 1 year, I don't know if I'd give up a first-round pick for 1 year.
Me neither.
But I would be interested if it was something that could help me knowing that he's not the long-term answer, and I still have to figure that out. But if you give up a number one pick, that number one pick could be your answer, and you traded him away.
Twinner circle, what would you do?
I would not give up anything more than a third-round draft pick for Matthew Stafford.
Me neither, Bob.
All right, well, then move on to Derek Carr. How old is Derek Carr?
He's not very good either.
Man, he's 1 year Band-Aid. If you're talking about 1 year Band-Aids, why wouldn't he be able to do it?
Carr will be 34 this year. I think Stafford's still a better player than Carr.
Stafford is still a very good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. It just feels like he's like the who's the guy in The Wizard of Oz who was always flopping around? The straw man? That's not the straw man. It wasn't his name, though.
No, it was the...
Who were they?
The Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow.
Yeah, not the Cowardly Lion or the Tin Man.
He did not have a heart either. You need a heart.
Yeah, no, Stafford has a heart.
He does.
He was anything but a Cowardly Lion when he played there. He was a courageous lion, but it seems like his body's being held together by string at this point. There's no way I'm giving up a first-round pick. They're not close enough. No. Although if you have great quarterback play, like I've said, like you've said, everybody's close if you have a great quarterback. But behind this line, without the ability to move.
Well, that's the other thing.
Bob, we have to go. I'm sorry.
Love these abrupt endings.
I know, because this is the 1 hour we can't go over. I get
clock management at its finest right here. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Austin.
2 minute warning.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Bob, there's a chance because of a doctor's appointment I could be mildly late tomorrow. Are you willing to open the show?
Willing and able, yes. Let's go. Oh, we have Tyler Kennedy tomorrow, right?
Oh, you do, right?
Yeah,
off the top.
Right off the top. Yeah. We'll talk about what we see tonight with the Canada game.
What a wonderful man he is.
I think it's Raquel versus Crosby tonight, by the way.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And Carlson, right?
I'll be watching that, and I'll be watching my Golden State Warriors at 9 o'clock with Jimmy Butler. They're 2-0.
I know. I still don't know.
He gives him a certain swagger. Man, he's still an athlete.
Did you watch Luka's first game?
Yeah, he was rusty, but I mean, it's crazy what they could do.
Yeah, it is. So that's interesting in the West. The West is always very more compelling than the East for some reason.
Very much so, although the Cavaliers make it a little more compelling. Mm-hmm. We'll talk Pirates tomorrow. There's things going on. I mentioned the configuration of the outfield. Shelty said Reynolds in right and Tommy, we are family, in left. I can't figure out anything they're doing. Most of all, why they signed a guy at first base with a chronic wrist injury. Seems a little odd to me, but who am I to talk, Bob? Have a wonderful evening, and I won't see you in the morning.
All right. Have a good appointment. We'll talk to you when you get here.
Goodbye, Limits.
See you guys tomorrow.